world's such a messed up place. You know that? You of all people should know that, huh? Considering you've had probably the worst run of it that I've ever seen. But look at you now. You're, doing better for yourself. You got me, don't you? Well, for what it's worth, I'm glad we made it here. I'm glad that we're still kicking, you know? Davidson, I know how many times we've lost ourselves, how many times we've came so close to losing everything. For what it's worth, I'm glad we had these struggles, because I wouldn't want it to be any other way, you know? And get so sick without you. My life keeps on going, time keeps on passing, but there's nothing there. That's why I'm glad we got lost like this. Some vacation, right? We've gone this far away, yet it feels just the same. But we made it out. We made it out, okay? At least as okay as we could. Who would have thought Doomsday would have came? Out of nowhere, too. I'm just kind of proud right now that we made it out. In one piece, no less. I didn't expect that. With all that was going down, maybe it's just a coincidence, but who would have thought all those things would have happened? And it was scary, and I can tell you were shooken up by that, right? Me too. It makes both of us, doesn't it? Being shaken up seems like a norm these days, huh? Don't you worry. Well, what might feel like the end of everything isn't quite that, you know? We made it out of a bad situation. We dodged our fair share of bullets. And Chivitan, you're here in my arms. Even if the circumstances are a little twisted, even if things are a little messed up, it's more than volleyball now, isn't it? The way that we're still going. But where? Why? Just because, why not? Do we really need a reason? I mean, think about it, Davidson. We never really did have a reason aside from each other, did we? I mean, maybe you did, and you're just not telling me, but you tell me everything, so. Yeah. I think they'll be just fine. This might just be the first of many things happening. But if they hold their end of the bargain, then we might just be able to fix everything. I don't know for what reason we were put here. For what reason we were shoved into this crazy little mess. But we've persisted. And for what it's worth, I made it to the end of this road. The beginning of another, right? I want to stick by your side. Even if things are scary. Davidson. Why don't you? Look at me right now. You don't need to worry. We've got this, okay? I know. Many different things are happening all over the world. But this little game, we beat it. We made it through. Maybe they call it a death game. Maybe they call it something dramatic like that. But I just call it lucky to be here. Isn't it kind of crazy? We watch the world burn and we're still here. I wonder who's really okay out there. It's kind of peaceful, isn't it? breathing such fresh air. What had ever made me so sentimental? David-san. I'm just happy I get to breathe it with you, and I was so worried for a while there. I guess you probably can't even remember. That was half of my wish. That you wouldn't have to remember all that. No. Is that so? Yeah. I'm glad you don't remember it, but at least you remember the other things, and at least there's still some good. We might be able to make it so this never happened. Maybe we can even get your memories back. Hey, look at me, David-san. No need to worry, because you've got me, and I'm one hell of a trump card, trust me. Do I seem like I'd give up? Ask that again. Better yet. Can I ask that as I kiss it out of you? Close your eyes. Just hold me for now. I think I need it. If it's okay with you. You're so cute. Every last bit of you is cute. Damn it. My wish. That's a pretty simple one, really. I wish I... Oh my god, my wish. Right here. But if you want me to be really greedy, David-san, then I would wish for you to be happy together with me forever. We have our own little paradise. Doesn't need much if we have the normal life, so what? I mean, if you ever really considered a normal life to be that bad, I don't mind it because nothing could ever be normal with you. That's a compliment, by the way. Don't get so upset there. I mean, come on. David-san, you gotta know. You've made me happier than anyone else. The more I look at you, the more I can forget all those bad things, all those sacrifices, all those terrible memories. Don't haunt me so bad. I'm not traumatized. I miss how things used to be. Don't you? The idea of normal kind of changed a lot in a short amount of time. Right now, I just want it to be just a little more normal, maybe. You know, just a tad. And again, people say normal is boring, but maybe I crave that boring sometimes. Because when the alternative isn't very safe, happy, or otherwise, then I can't have times like this with you. And that makes me sad, you know? Not enough about that, David-san. Why don't you hold real still? Close your eyes, and I'm gonna kiss you. I'm giving you that warning so you can focus on it. Remember when I did that the first time? Right after our college class. And I made you pucker your lips, close your eyes. Just like that. You do remember it. Otherwise, your lips wouldn't be trembling like that. Your eyes wouldn't be wincing, and your... You wouldn't look so cute. David-san. This is the simple stuff. You asked me what my wish was. I kinda hesitated. Didn't want to sound uncool, but My wish could be summarized to this right here. A slightly chilly night, with you snuggling up to me, me kissing you as much as I want, holding you as much as I want, seeing that look in your eyes, being able to feel wanted, needed, and to top it all off, no reason to worry for our lives or future, just a future of our choosing, you know. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, just trust me. We're in a better situation now. You don't want to remember all that. If I had to summarize it, it was terrible. And I wish I could do things differently, but I'm happy, proud, and so lucky that we both made it out. Just fine. Yeah, we both made it out. We did. We really did. You're really you, aren't you? You didn't lose some of yourself with my wish, right? So there's a lapse in memories, but other than that? How do I know it's really you? Guess you'll have to prove it with a kiss. David Dunn? God. Why don't you try and kiss me? Go ahead. No pressure, but I want you. I need you. And I'm down bad. Tremendous. Horrendous. And stupendously so. Because honestly, there was so long that I couldn't even imagine something like this. I'm glad we made it through. And I'm sorry if you ever hold it against me for, well, for hoping you wouldn't remember, wishing you wouldn't remember it. Because apparently my wish came true and, you know. But trust me, I don't want to ever think of that. What it could have done to you. The horrors of life can be the worst. The way life can chew you up and spit you out. It's terrible, you know. And Jason, I didn't want that for you. I never wanted that for you. So please just trust me. I promise I did it for you. Not because I didn't think you could handle it, but because you got a big heart. And between me and you, I suck at breaking that heart and making you have to deal things that you don't want to deal with. And I didn't always do the best thing, but I did what was needed, and I want you to trust me on that. I promise, while I might not be perfect, Davidson, I did everything, every little action, in those twisted little games, with you in mind. No matter what I did, I promise it wasn't ever with a terrible intention. It was never something that I wouldn't do again. Because we're not the ones at fault. No. It's the one who put us in that situation to begin with. And I won't have you feeling bad for that. Or for me. These tears? Nothing to worry about, Davidson. You can always say right through me, huh? Well, what's wrong with me being too tough, huh? I'm tougher than you, aren't I? I am being selfish, aren't I? You really want to hear about that? Or you want kisses from me? I thought so. Wait, really? Even over kisses? I say why not both, right? Even then, Davidson, I'm just happy to be in this moment. I promise I'll tell you about it sometime later, okay? Maybe I'll spare details. Maybe I'll spin the story. You never know. You're gonna have to trust me. Well, do you? Completely? Not too shabby, Chavichan. Then what else? What's that behind those eyes? You're thinking something crafty and sneaky. You're going to try and figure out this mystery. Even if I told you, I wouldn't tell you anything, right? I don't mind that, Davidson. You deserve to know whatever you want. My wish was a simple one. You know? Maybe it was a stupid little wish, but I'm glad you're feeling okay now, right? You promised you'd tell me if you weren't, right? You pinky swear? On my pinky toe. You know, if you break one of those, I have to hang by my pinky toe for a while, which sounds really painful, so don't go lying, okay? Me either? Yeah. I wouldn't dream of lying to you. If I'm honest, Davidson, I don't got time for lies. They're a waste of both of our times, and I respect you and love you and cherish you way too much to waste your time. Plus, if you can trust me, then, well, I don't know how else to say it, but we probably wouldn't be around right now. And I trust you with everything. I want you to know when I look in those eyes, I only ever see my future. My present, my past. Honestly, if you asked me that, I wouldn't know what to say. I love you too much. If there is such a thing as too much, I guess I'm guilty. What do you think? You gonna arrest me then, officer? Or am I gonna arrest you first? I do have just a bit of weight on you, so I don't know if I resist arrest. I guess I could potentially. That aside, I'm glad that we're able to joke around like this. That we're safe in Octale, you know. I know not everything's solved. Not everything's peaceful. And that's just how life is, right? Ups and downs. And if it all was just perfect, it'd be too boring anyways, but I guess I'm just sick of the eventful stuff. I don't want it right now. I want you. Do you believe me, Davidson? I couldn't be happier in this moment because it's you. It's really you. Davidson. I love you. Please, don't ask. Not yet. It's okay. I'm fine. Fine, just it all hit me at once when I looked in your eyes. Painful memories, trust me. I should forget them too, right? I promise I'm not going anywhere. Never, ever again. You can trust me. Remember, I hate the idea of being strung up by my pinky toes. Hey, Davidson. Do you think that we'll be okay? Somehow I knew you'd say that. And I'm glad you did. I love hearing those affirmations and just reassurance, because sometimes I look at it And I just worry each step might land us in a new pitfall. And I don't like being pessimistic. I hate it. In fact, I love being the positive guy of things. I just, after everything, I just don't want the trauma, the trouble, kind of making you think that I don't care or I care less. I just... Well, isn't that just wild, right? I said, don't worry about it. I know you're worried about me, and I know even if I say that, you're gonna worry, so... It wasn't easy. None of it was. Not even once did it cross my mind. The word easy didn't exist there. I had to make a lot of sacrifices, but now they're all superficial, so I don't know why it still makes me tear up thinking about it. It's frustrating, yeah. Because deep down, deep down, I realized I might just be fine physically. You too. But I think I finally understand what those people who went to war feel like. Even if they didn't actually sustain any physical injuries, they have those lingering feelings. That feeling that you can only get when you felt that feeling before. When you've been through something truly terrible, truly despicable, that tests you. It definitely isn't my favorite thing I've ever been through. No. It's okay. I mean, it's over now. It's okay now. Not every day you get in such a twisted type thing. It's like a vacation, but in reverse. That's what I consider it, at least. But thank you. Thank you for trusting me, Davidson. I appreciate that a lot. I'm gonna explain everything, but you and I, we literally went to hell and back. And I don't know how else to say it, but the world around us, I guess it just seemed so different when you're caught and put through hell and back. The world doesn't seem like the world anymore. But now that we're free, I'm just thankful to have you. I'm just thankful to not have to worry about losing you. I know nothing's for certain. And knowing irony and all that shit, I can imagine one of us getting some freak accident or brain aneurysm or something, and then boom, it's over. Like, you never existed. But it's not like that. It's not like that. We're here. Right now. We're alive. And I'm thankful for that. I'm sorry. It just got too dark. I guess I didn't want to make it dark at all. But my mind wandered and my heart sank. You cheer me right up, David. You help me forget those bad things. You're my biggest comfort, you know that. My biggest love, the sexiest, and the cutest. I'm so thankful for you. Don't you ever change on me. As if you would have to. I'm glad when you don't. I mean, if you ever really, truly feel like you need to, that's different. But I love you. I like you. I everything in between you, the way you are. You are my comfort character, and I don't want you to ever forget that. You got me through the worst time of my life. You saved me when I didn't even know I could be saved. You saved me so many times. I know it's selfish of me that I chose to make such a stupid wish, but I didn't want you to have to deal with this. And I know what you're saying. I know exactly what those eyes are telling me right now. You're saying you would rather bear the weight of it yourself with me than have me go through it alone. But trust me, baby. Do you trust me? This isn't the normal kind of thing. It wasn't normal. It wasn't okay. And I don't think you'd be happier knowing some things are best left buried deep, deep in those recesses that never come back up. God, I know how that sounds, but trust me, it's not really about that. Davidson, I love you, so I only ever have been trying to protect you. Yeah, I'm glad you trust me. You have no idea how much that means to me. That's worth more than everything to me, that you trust me, that you believe in me. Davidson, I'm happy it was you and I fell in love with, and I was able to get through hell and back with, and I love you. I just do. I know I said never change, but then I did what I did, Davidson. Do I seem so different? Hey, maybe a little trauma here, but that never stopped me before, did it? Davidson, you're all I need to help me through this. So would you mind if we put what happened in the past and those blank spots in your memory to rest for now? I did promise I'd tell you eventually, but let's at least wait a while, okay? I just want some time with you. I want to forget the bad and focus on the good, you know? I don't want to be a coward. I definitely don't want to be someone that makes you feel like you're not safe, or... I guess I've beat the dead horse on this one, saying what I can. But the fact that you trust me is more than enough. Thank you for understanding. This will take some time, okay? Thank you for being there for me. I literally couldn't do it without you. Davidson. You're a lifesaver in more ways than one. And even if I want to take on that cocky, reassuring smile, sometimes it's difficult, you know? Sometimes you gotta smile through the tears. You just can't let the bad things win. We're stronger than that. We are. It's gonna be okay. It's okay, baby. It's okay. He looks silly right now. And I can only imagine I do too. But it's not too bad. Right, Davidson? Hey. You know one thing that never changed and can't change from all this? Because I'm sure by that look in your eyes that you're thinking everything would. That somehow it will? No. Everything's gonna go on like we want it to, but what reassures me is that we still have this banter. I can still tease you just about as good, right? Davidson? And
For what it's worth, don't worry about me too much. I know that's asking a lot from you. I know you're prone to it, and you're a warrior, definitely. But hey, if I'm here right now and able to smile through the tears, it means something, doesn't it? It means something more. That we're more than our trauma, more than our pain, our scars. Well, I want to be more with you. And Davidson, thank you for always sticking with me. Don't give me that look, come on. Personally, I don't mind it, it's just... The more I see it, the more I want you, the more I want things. Well, if you don't mind too much, Davidson, then I won't ever hold back either. I don't know how you're so selfishly unselfish, but you'll never get tired of it. You'll never stop either. Davidson. I feel it. You saying you don't? Davidson? Lying isn't good. If you insist, then... Relax. Or don't. I don't really mind. Davidson. I don't say it enough to you, that I love you, I mean. Or maybe I say it too much and don't express it enough. What do you think? Up you go. I wanted to see you even closer. Kisses are one thing, but holding someone so close that there's no distance. That feels entirely different, doesn't it? Davidson? You know I love that expression right there. That touch on my cheek, that other touch wrapped around my waist. I won't waste a moment, you know. Not a single one. God, you make it worth the wait. Worth the bad times to have such good ones. Let me have you. Sure, I could take my time, Davidson, but you know I've never been that patient, and, well, with things like missing you, I never give myself a chance to, so I hope you'll forgive me for being just a bit greedy, needy, what do you want to call it? Just for my boy. Oh, come on. You can't be serious, right? You're joking, right, Davidson? No. You're playing with me, aren't you, Sharking? Playing coy, huh? Not sure it'll do you too much good. Not that I'm complaining, but if you want to make it into a game of cat and mouse, well, I can't exactly stop you from it. I can't exactly hold back either, so win-win, right? unless your goal's edging the fuck out of me. In which case, you might have a hard time with how much I want you right now. I might just be a little obstinate. So, okay. That's my David son. I don't do myself. Nothing in the way, no looming responsibilities, no maddening risks. I like it like this. Good old boring relationship. Though I guess to call us boring, that might make the whole world look like it's nothing at all. But I'd take this kind of boring to any other boring, you know. The boring of my lips on your neck. The boring of my hands sliding up your thighs. God, I love that feeling. The suppleness of your skin feels just right. Washes all the pain and trouble away. You know that, Davidson? Yeah. I see you're not too shy with those hands either, Davidson. Baby, come on. Oh, fuck yeah. There's been enough tears today, so maybe I'll make you cry tears of agonizing pleasure to make myself feel better. How's that sound? Come on, baby. Don't look like that now. Isn't it too late? We're already in the heat of the moment. And just look at the effect you've had on me already. And you can't claim to be that innocent with how hard you are already. That's really cute, Davidson. Don't mind if I do. Marking up and down that body. If I miss a spot, do tell me, right? These teeth are made to graze the neck of yours. Graze those thighs down here. And maybe, just maybe, make you forget about anything you might just happen to think of that isn't me right now. Fuck. Fuck. Come on. Yeah. Oh, baby. Fuck. Yes. Get the hand in there. Play with my ball some more. Yeah. Let the greed show on your face. Show on your body too. I think you're starting to heat up like me, right? Damn it, son. Fuck. David. Fuck. Our bodies running against each other like that. You know, you shouldn't get too carried away when we're just getting started. Unless you want that fiery passion, like an explosion, and fuck. Oh, fuck. I wanna feel it too. I wanna feel it too. I do feel it, baby. I feel you. And those devilish hands stroking me up and down. Exploring my body, unhinged by any sort of regret or hesitation. And that's just flat out sexy. Just like you, baby. You're so sexy, David. Davidson. Oh, fuck. save every last drop of my comfort deep inside you, so you won't be making me come easy today. So, okay, I'm gonna put the frosting deep inside you today. Now, where's my manners? That hot, sticky cum inside you. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna enjoy fucking this cock. I know you are. I know you are, baby. Baby, don't. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, fuck. It's so hot when your eyes won't break contact. When you can't deny how you feel even a little bit. When you're so caught in the moment that you want it so bad. Just like me, and I share in that desire to see how far we can fall. Sure, okay, fuck. Look at me that way. Look at me in the filthiest way possible. You want my big fat cock inside you. You want the juicy, burning hot cock, throbbing, veiny dick inside you. See it how it is. Deep it down. Say it like you mean it. Fuck. I want it bad. And I know you do it now. I know you do so good. I want to taste you, baby. I don't just want it to be a normal time. No, I want it to be one that you can't forget even if you wanted to. That's the kind of love I got for you. Baby, fuck. So tasty. David, give me a cut meal right between his eyes. Don't you fucking hold back on me. Oh my god, you taste so good, and you turn me on so much. Fuck, baby, that's my dick, that's my baby boy. Fuck. Oh my god, oh fuck. I feel like I could come just for meeting you, baby. Oh, I could see it in your eyes. It's with my tongue bathing all over you. You're imagining my fat dick inside you, aren't you? You're fantasizing about that cock. Well, you won't have to for much longer. Well, don't you dare come here. Not yet. Fuck. Oh, God. It's so good. So good. Yes. Yeah. has. And that expression you're making turns me on even more. Come on, shortcake. Come on, shortcake. Oh, you want more, huh? You want so much more, don't you? Yeah, me too, yeah, me too. Fuck, I can't hold back, I can't hold back, baby. Fuck. You have no idea how much I wanna fucking shove this cock so deep in that ass. See, be done. Ah, that sexy ass. Oh, yeah. I wanna feel it, baby. Those insides that I missed, and those outsides I love too. Oh, yeah. I wanna taste it, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's so tight. I can barely get the tip in. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. So fucking tight. So fucking tight. Oh. You wanted that bad, don't you, baby? Relax, baby. Relax. I don't want to hurt you. Come on. Your body wants to be inside. You're just so fucking tight. You're not really. Inch by inch, baby. Inch by inch. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. You make me feel so good. Damn it, John. Oh, yeah. And so it slips right in there. Driving me fucking wild, and I know that you do. I know you know how you get to me, and I want you to want this more than anything, like I do, Sharky. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you love that cock, don't you? Just like that. Just like that, baby. Oh, my God. Davidson. Oh, fuck, you're so hot. You're so fucking sexy. I love you so much. I'm gonna lose my mind in that ass. Oh, my God. Fuck. Davidson, baby. You feel me, yeah? Curving out those insides of my shape. Biting on that neck, whispering in your ear. Making you feel me. Feeling every inch of those insides. Washing over all of you with all of me. Ow. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. It feels so good. You feel so good. God. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, baby. Fuck. I want you so bad. I want you to memorize every inch. I want you to look at me that way, David Dunn. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh.
Coming! Oh, I'm coming! Come with me! You're just too perfect to ever be able to feel this way for anything else, anyone else, anywhere else. It's always you. It's always you, baby. Always. 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 God. You make it all worth it. All worth it, David Dunn. I love you so much. You're so sexy and I just... I wanna feel you so bad. I wanna keep feeling you so bad. I wanna get addicted to this feeling. And every fiber of my being. God. Fuck. I can't live without this, baby. I can't live without you.